Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
After a six-day trial that concluded on July 23rd, a jury found 37-year-old Alec Thomas Kamaroff guilty of three counts of first-degree sexual assault, four counts of second-degree sexual assault, eight counts of third-degree assault against his former wife, and one count of assault in the third degree against his sister. Over the course of the trial, a Kenai jury heard that the defendant and victim were married from approximately 2016 through late 2021. The jury heard throughout the course of their relationship, the defendant engaged in repeated acts of domestic abuse against the victim. The jury was told how on January 13th of 2020, the defendant and victim were in Kenai visiting family. After being left alone at the family residence, Kamaroff, who was heavily intoxicated, repeatedly and forcefully sexually assaulted the victim using physical abuse as a means of coercion. As this is his second sexual felony conviction, he faces a presumptive minimum sentence of at least 55 years, with a potential sentence of up to 99 years. A United Airlines flight bound for Fairbanks made an emergency landing in Ketchikan on Sunday and was soon followed by another United plane. Flight 1850 left Denver at about 7:30 p.m. Saturday evening. United Airlines said that while in the air, a passenger experienced a medical issue. That's when the plane was diverted to the Ketchikan International Airport. United doesn't normally fly in or out of Ketchikan, so many residents took to social media to share their surprise at seeing the plane coming in for a landing. Ketchikan Fire Chief Rick Hines said the 62-year-old male was having chest pains but was in stable condition by the time the city's fire department transported him to the local hospital. A few hours after the diverted plane landed, a second United Airlines plane arrived. Scott Hildebrand works as a firefighter and technician on the airport runway, and he said the original plane needed more oxygen to finish its trip to Fairbanks. Hildebrand said both planes went off to their destination at about 2 a.m. Sunday. He said flights are occasionally diverted to Ketchikan for various reasons like weather or medical emergencies. A mailer attached to the most recent batch of NSTAR natural gas bills sent to utility company members came with an interesting request to please mind your dog. Most NSTAR customers on the peninsula will notice one of the utility company's many field employees in their yard from time to time checking the gas meter. In most cases, those meters are on the backside of homes, oftentimes behind a fence. Conveniently for dog owners, fenced backyards are a great way to let our furry friends enjoy the outdoors when we're not at home. However, for the NSTAR employee, those dogs represent a potential hazard. According to NSTAR Communications Director Lindsay Hobson, aggressive dogs are not common, but common enough to warrant the PSA to members.
Periodically, we come across an aggressive dog. I mean, I think it's part of the nature of the work that we're doing, a lot of work outside, a lot of work in people's yards, and particularly if your meter is located behind a fence in your backyard, we have to open that fence and gain access. And that is where we do see encounters with dogs from time to time.
Safety tips to help keep NSTAR employees as well as pets safe include posting a beware of dog sign on your fence or house so an employee knows there is a dog on the premises. Making sure your dog is up to date on its vaccination, wears a collar in response to basic commands like stay and come. To keep your dog in the home if there's an NSTAR employee outside, even if you have invisible fencing, and more. NSTAR employees are almost always identifiable by their safety vests and the company logos on their hats, apparel, and vehicles. Find out more by visiting this story at RadioKenai.com. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
This has been This Week on the Kenai, on the One, KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.